This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Welcome back, everyone. Ladies of Liverpool, every single Friday, tell your mates, share the links, make sure everyone listens in. Now, this week, I know plenty of you listen from all around the place. You've either left Liverpool or you've found us accidentally and you love to hear what's going on through the people of Liverpool and what's going on in the city of Liverpool. This week, it's a little bit special. Something came to my attention recently and I didn't realise how much we needed it until someone filled me in. And that someone is sat with me right now, Sarah Lawton. Welcome to Ladies of Liverpool.
Thank you.
So this exciting thing that's happening at Box Park is only a couple of weeks away. Talk me through, firstly, what is it and why do we need it?
So it's a social mobility and youth summit, and that is a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
But in essence, what it is, it's a day that's all around providing opportunities for our young people across Liverpool and the wider Liverpool city region.
Okay.
So we wanted to make something that was really special, and it's a bit of a rallying cry to employers across the region. So we've pulled together a day that speaks to employers. We've got some great speakers all about the importance of giving young people opportunities, work experience, mentoring.
Yeah.
Then in the afternoon, we're going to sort of fold into the event 300 Gen Zs. So it's a first of its kind intergenerational summit.
Yeah.
And the afternoon we're going to be lifting their aspirations, and we've got guest speakers, we've got panels of entrepreneurs, we've got some fabulous hosts.
name and no name. But this is how we sort of got together. You mentioned it to me. You were like, can we get you involved in this? It's never been done before. We're doing it on a massive scale and we want it to be in Liverpool. So you had me hooked straight away then. I'm thinking, if I want any kids in this country to benefit, it's got to start here with our own. And as a mum of a 15-year-old who's going into his GCSEs, I've never felt more strongly about this. I think in 2025, we can all agree it's tough for our kids out there, even to get work experience like we did. You could just pop into a shop with a note off your mum and say, can I do some work? Can I deliver some papers? Obviously, laws have changed. Health and safety is a bit different. People are more reluctant to get kids involved. Is that what's behind this, or do you come from it from a different angle other than me as a mum?
So I come from it from a different angle. So I run a commercial business and we do procurement, and that's like quite pretty boring, if I'm being honest. It's very procedural, very processy.
Yeah.
But what we do with our business, we invest our profits into the third sector. Mm-hmm. So we set the business up to tackle basically deprivation and poverty. We're going to be 10 years old in October. But one of the things that we did that was really special is we also within the business set up a charity that is for young people who are furthest from the job market, but we specialise with care leavers.
Okay.
So young people who potentially don't have any family. So Thrive, its cause is going to be 5 in October, hence the October date for the summer.
It's a big
celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have these young people who are aged between 16 to 24 who come to us, and sometimes we're trying to help them find a doctor, a dentist. Some of them present themselves as homeless. Since we opened, we've had over 11,000 visits, and we'll pull in housing associations. So the Regender Group, for example, they give housing advice for us.
Yeah.
And then we pull employers in to speak to them about what it's like to be in work, how you can find employment. And then I think we've supported over 500 into jobs.
And how old are these again? Sorry.
These are aged 16 to 24.
16-year-old kids with no family. Yeah. No one to guide them.
Yeah, no one to help them. Even like no one to say like, this is how you use a washing machine. So we essentially had discovered that when you're in the care system,
yeah,
if you're meeting a support worker or a social worker, there's no way that you can go and have a cup of coffee with them. So like meeting in McDonald's and stuff isn't great. So we built them a coffee shop.
Oh, wow.
So they've got their own coffee shop.
Where's this coffee shop? Where is it?
It's tucked away on Preston Street between Dale Street and Victoria Street.
So they can go at 16, feel all grown up. Yeah. Get themselves a coffee, hold meetings, get information, speak to the right people, and that all goes through Thrive.
Yeah.
Why have I never heard of Thrive before? I am going to be banging the Thrive drum now for everyone to hear. This is incredible.
You know what? It's such, I'm so proud of it because we've like built this tiny place mm-hmm. and we just made it like theirs. So we work with partners across the city region.
Go on, bang their drum. Who do you work with?
I mean, we work with the Gender Group are brilliant.
Yeah.
We work with First Person, CIC, who give wellbeing and support. Yeah. But then we work with a raft of employers. So we have everyone from solicitors to builders to, we had a guy in from Mowgli last week. Yeah. All tell them about this is what our industry is like. I volunteer there. The other directors all volunteer there.
Yeah.
And then the young people then, we work with like Trussell Trust. Mm-hmm. So we can issue them food vouchers. We can issue them data. We specialise with the care leavers who are 18 to 24. So they will come to us mm-hmm. at the age of 18, at which point most of their support is gone. So if they're 18 to 24, they can sign on with us instead of going to the job centre.
And what will you do for them if they came to you instead of the job centre? What's the difference?
Well, we basically do whatever they need. So we're youth led.
Yeah.
So they tell us what they want to do. Then we will explore the options for them. Then we will find somebody within that industry. Then we'll bring them in to talk about it. And sometimes they'll say, I've changed my mind, I don't want to do that.
And then you start back from the beginning.
I
don't know what's going on, but I feel so emotional listening to this.
So good.
Because I'm thinking, as much as I know it's a service and it's very professional and all of this, I can't move away from what we said at the very start, where they haven't got a mum to do this or a dad to do this or a nan or a granddad. We've all grown up. Well, not all of us, obviously, but for me, I haven't grown up having my mum guide me, and even my nan and my granddad borrow me money to buy my first PA system. All these things that you just took for granted at the time, to not have that. But that sounds to me like the personal touch that you've got here.
Yeah.
This is not a tick that box, sit there, fill that form in, off you go, we'll send you an email. This is a speak to someone.
Come in, we'll help you.
Yeah.
I mean,
person to person though, and that's lacking, isn't it, for so many people now in different situations?
It's just so difficult for them because you get so much information through the phones, which is a real concern.
Yeah.
And some of the information they're getting doesn't have their best interests at heart.
Okay. Is this like when you see these things online and you pay for this course and you'll make a million in a year and all that kind of stuff?
Everything you can imagine, horrible stuff. So what we find with care experienced young people is they're extremely vulnerable.
Yeah.
So they are targeted for the purposes of exploitation for either sexual or criminal purposes. A lot of them live in unsafe housing.
Yeah.
We've had like a young man in, and my team scraped the mould off his face because his flat that he was living in was that damp. So in cases like that, we're not looking at employability for him. We're trying to find him somewhere where he's not got mould growing on his physical body. We've had...
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
How is it 2025? And this is what you're dealing with as a separate... A charity that a company is paying for themselves to provide a service that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, my word. Yeah. I think everybody now, if you're walking with your podcast now, you're cleaning the kitchen, you're doing the uniforms for the kids, I think everyone stopped what they're doing and they're just like, what, physical mould growing on his face
because
we're this young man. was living,
yeah,
wasn't fit,
yeah,
for anybody to be.
And there's a lot of that with this with these young people. So we, you know, we try our, there's a national housing crisis, but we just try our best. We work with like housing associations. We like, you know, we pick the phone up to people on their behalf. We just do everything we can. I don't do that, by the way.
Yeah.
Like the team do that. Brilliant team who love these kids.
Yeah.
And will go the extra mile day in and day out. And then like you have sort of young people who've maybe experienced trauma. Mm-hmm. And then you have young people who, you know, we put young people into university to be like doctors, and because they just needed that help and guidance.
Yeah. And you don't know, do you?
You don't know.
Like my kids will come to me. I've got a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old. And the 12-year-old is like way more clued up than the 15-year-old. He just doesn't know what's going on. He's like, come day, go day, never on a Sunday, as my mother says. And maybe that's boys. Can't be all boys, but everyone I speak to with sons is a bit like, yeah, lads are like that. Yeah. So he needs me and Jay to be, and my mum and dad as well, and my sister, everyone's chipping in, it takes a village, all guiding them, giving them ideas, giving them possible routes he could go. If you want to do that, you need to do this. And that starts at a young age when they're taking their options in school and then right up to the GCSEs. Now, my youngest, 12, she's already, you know, logging into websites for universities in Barcelona and all that, and she's doing her own. All these different personalities needing different kinds of help. How do you even staff thrive? How do you even provide those people who can do that job in so many different ways on a daily basis?
Well, I was laughing today because being in a meeting this morning at Thrive, and Kerry's not in today, she'll kill me for this, but she's overnight, she's an outreach worker with young people. And we always say we roped it in to make the tea and coffee. And 5 years later, she's like, I was only brought here to make the tea and coffee, and now I'm like up to here with housing legislation. I'm up to here with, but she's brilliant.
So she's upskilling all the time,
she's
learning
upskilling about herself. She does the one-to-one support for the young people. But the thing is I've never met anybody like who can build trust with young people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we staff the team.
Yeah.
Can you build trust? Are you going to work hard for the young people? We can teach you the rest.
Yeah.
You know, it really is that simple. We had, in July, 4 young people go to number 10. Drinking Pims in the garden.
Oh, wow.
And this is like young people who have had very different journeys.
Yeah.
Who were asked to speak to the Secretary of State about what young people want. And then we got a phone call that night, and they were like, Keir Starmer would like to speak to the young people who use all available for a Zoom tomorrow. And we were like, you're okay. So we had the Prime Minister Zoom in, and he was like, just want to come to number 10. And they were like, okay. And then within weeks, we were on the train and they were sitting drinking Pims.
And it takes some level of confidence, doesn't it, in themselves that obviously you've helped them with.
But you know what the important message is? You are valued.
Mm-hmm.
You are important, and we care about you.
Yeah, your opinion matters.
From the very top.
Yeah.
Because what we find is that young people feel left behind, and they have been left behind. And you can't build an inclusive economy leaving these young people who predominantly come from deprived areas.
Yeah.
Because what are their options?
Mm-hmm.
And then if they feel like we don't believe in them, well, why should you bother yourself? And then you're easily drawn down a road of, you know, potentially getting, you know, involved in the justice system, or you're isolated, you're on your own, and then you're like, you've got, you know, your health and wellbeing isn't great. So we wanted the summit to be a real shout of, you know what, governments are great, they take years to change anything. Sometimes you've got to just get some stuff done yourself.
Yes.
And I have met amazing people in my years in business. And I just think a couple of hundreds of them in a room, given a couple of hours, will change their lives.
That was how this came to life.
That was it.
It was just a little idea.
Yeah.
And you were like, imagine if, I think everything great starts with it. Imagine if. And it's almost, it's turned into what we call manifesting now, isn't it? But in reality, for a lot of us, myself included, it starts with an imagining and then a bit of support.
Yeah.
Maybe some ideas from behind you or a little bit of help and along the way.
Control.
And the next thing you're doing it and you're thinking of the next thing that you're going to do.
Yeah.
So you've set up this Box Park's going to be your event space, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Have they been good at helping you out? Because they're the great team of Box Park.
So Box Park have been great. So they've let us, like, we've had visitors come, we've measured up the space.
Yeah.
You know, I've been leaning on them to angle, so come on, give us some extra tea and coffees in there. Can we have some more drinks for the kids? You know, whatever we can.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have been really responsive. And I think Box Park is a young people's place.
It is, yeah.
So actually, there's going to be young people who will never step foot in Box Park, and a lot of employers who might not ever be there going to there.
Yeah.
But we wanted a space that a young person walked in and it's their space that's so important.
That is the perfect place. It's credible. Box Park's credible. So the young ones are going to want to come through. It means it feels like a safe space once you're in there because it's designed for the younger generation. So the day again, because there will be now people.
In chaos.
People are going to be messaging other people going, well, I've got a business, or you've got a business. Well, how do we get involved in this? So talk us through, is there still space for people to get involved in this?
So the only space we've got, which is the most important space really, is to buy tickets and turn up for the young people.
So
that's the most important part.
Are we looking for businesses to buy the tickets on behalf of these kids?
No, right. So what it is if you buy a ticket, so say Leanne Campbell Incorporated.
Yeah.
Leanne buys a ticket, she's going to send somebody from her business to the event.
Yes.
That ticket comes in about 50 quid.
Yeah.
Also pays for a ticket for a young person. So you pay them on forward as well.
This is glorious. Oh, okay. Right, okay.
Does
so
that
totally makes sense. Now, I know loads of women in business listening to this.
Yeah.
Right across Liverpool and the Northwest and Lancashire. So this is for you. We're calling on you for this one. So you spend £50 on a ticket and you've done your bit. That way, two young people are going to have the time of their life. They're going to make connections. Yeah. They're going to get to speak to people they'd never usually be in a room with. Exactly. Talk us through then that day, as you see it, morning to night.
Right.
Go on, get us excited. Go on.
So we're going to open the morning. And as I said, we'd like 300 employers buy your tickets, come and see there.
And is that sold out now, Sarah?
Nearly. So please do get your tickets.
You can get in touch if you do want, but there's not many left.
Please, so we're opening up with Channel 4. So Channel 4 are joining us and they're going to be speaking to employers about their Gen Z research.
Yeah.
So a little bit of an insight. We've then got local charity Chasing the Stigma who are going to be doing a little piece with employers about practical knowledge of if you've got a young person, you know, this is how you can support them with the well-being.
Yeah.
We've then got a panel which is going to talk about the value of social mobility in terms of both society and business. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, there's almost 1 million young people need, and the cost of the economy is somewhere like $174 billion a year. So it is within your interest as a business to actually give young people a chance.
Yeah.
So we've got, say, Andy Cook on that panel. We've got chief execs of the Social Mobility Foundation, EY Foundation, and the Social Mobility Commission. We have got a lovely fireside chat with BBC broadcaster Ashley John-Baptiste, mm-hmm. who himself went through the care system. Yeah. And he's just released a book and he'll be able to talk about his journey, which will be really powerful.
Yeah.
We're then being joined by UK charity Movement to Work, and they bring with them the likes of Tesco's, Barclays, M&S, all of these brilliant employers who we will then take the opportunity to launch a new initiative which will provide hundreds and hundreds of work experience places for our young people.
This is just amazing, isn't it?
It is great. We are really excited, but the best bit really is we go to lunch. Yeah. And then during lunch, we're going to fill in 300 young people.
So release the hounds, order DJ out.
Order your food early.
Yeah.
So we've got, yourself will be hosting the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm there when it gets rowdy, aren't I?
To manage the chaos. So we've got like...
you open the face in for that job.
We've got the main stage, which is... like, great. So we've got career insights. So they've got Choose Housing as a new campaign from housing associations. Maisie Maritana are going to be there. We've got biograds going to talk about life sciences. And then we've got an entrepreneurs panel. So we've got Amanda Unsworth, who does logistics, Carl Wong, tech.
Yeah.
Steph Barney from the Brilliant Girls on the Go. And we've been looking for other entrepreneurs. I've been trying to get one of the Bunter ex-boys because I think they'd be fascinating.
Or the Red Run Girls.
Yeah. So if any of your mums, sisters or yourselves are listening, please get in touch.
Yeah.
And then we've got Channel 4 back, and Channel 4 are going to be speaking to the young people about media, how to get into television, all of that type of things. And then we've got a very special guest who I'm really pleased is joining us. She's a UK entrepreneur. She does lots of stuff around crafting. She was the youngest ever dragon on Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
So we've got Sarah Davis.
So fun.
Joining us. And we're mega excited. And the conversations that we've had with Sarah is, our young people deserve the best. And we want to give them the best. So to have one of the UK's top entrepreneurs there to help us,
yeah,
to rally the employers. And she's just like, yeah, you tell the kids they can ask me whatever they want. I'm open to anything. It's been amazing.
So this safe space for these kids as well in the afternoon then, with a party atmosphere.
Yeah.
But above everything else, they're going to come out feeling like they can. Yeah.
Feeling like they can.
Just empowered, yeah.
Honestly, loads of insights. So the managing partner of Waitman's, a lady called Sarah Walton, herself has a great social mobility story.
Yes.
She's going to be doing the chat with Sarah Davis. And then we've got Football for Change came in to support us also. So we're going to finish with a sports panel.
Brilliant.
So I think the day is going to be really good. I mean, we couldn't do it without Waitman's Football for Change, LJMU. Mm. And then in addition to that, this is more of a heads up for yourself, Leanne.
Go on.
We've got a pop-up science lab, got a pop-up bar. We're popping up the entire Thrive team. So we're going to have housing advice, health and wellbeing advice. We've got the armed forces managing pool table shuffleboards.
Yeah.
And then Microsoft and Accenture have created a package for us, which they'll be delivering in like a quiet room, which young people can go and learn how to use AI in terms of job search, using AI for good. So there's lots of stuff on the day, and then employers afterwards will be invited for networking.
So do you have to be a company to buy a ticket? Because I just know.
You can buy a ticket.
People will be sitting there thinking, I want my kid to go. How do I get my kid to go?
Yeah.
If someone's listening, they just want the kid to go and they want to buy two tickets. Can they just buy two tickets?
So how it's going to happen is, it's going to be the employers will buy the tickets.
Yeah.
And then Thrive will take all the registrations for young people.
So they need to speak to Thrive then?
So they can just contact us. So if they email through our website, info@thrive-cic.co.uk.
Yeah.
Just go on the website and pop a message in. We're starting to take registrations about 3 weeks before the events for young people.
Okay, so what date? They'll put the date in the diary.
I would say if we look at the last week in September.
Right, last week of September, make a note in your diary.
Yeah.
Go on the Thrive website.
Yeah.
Google it. If you can't remember the website's address, but you can on this, you can rewind it back, you can write it down.
Definitely.
Get in touch that way, because everyone who wants to be there should be there.
Yeah.
Because what my worry will be is that, yes, the businesses are buying the tickets and they're choosing the ones that they think they should go. If you've got kids who would listen to this and really want to be there off their own back, I think they'd really benefit from this.
Especially the young people, you know, who are not in education, training or employment.
Yeah.
We've created something that is for them.
Yeah.
Because they're the young people who are feeling lost and are feeling left behind.
Education is no one size fits all. It's not working for everyone, that's proven.
No.
And there is a massive gap.
Yeah.
So if those young people could get access to something like this, just to inspire them and to have a better understanding. Brilliant.
And then if we walk away at the end of the event and there's like, I don't know, there's like 300 hours worth of work experience, 3,000 hours worth of work experience being pledged, then we've done a good job, because we will have young people trying something even if they don't like it. We see so much potential in the young people. Now, as a city, I see us rally around things. Mm-hmm. Zoe's Place is a fantastic example.
Yeah.
We rally around. It's time to rally around our young people, because they are stigmatised.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see them and they're like, some of them just zips up, hoods up.
Yeah.
And there can be, you know, perceptions or assumptions made.
Yeah.
And actually underneath that clothing are these brilliant young people who just feel a little bit lost.
They've got so much to offer.
So much to offer. We need them as businesses.
Yeah.
They need them. But if we don't do something to change the current status quo, what's going to happen?
I know. It's a worry, isn't it?
They will have children themselves.
Yep.
What is going to happen? So I feel that we have an opportunity to shape and change our city a little bit. I love me city.
Yeah.
We, you know, it's great, isn't it? But I think we're in date. For the first time ever, I walked through from the Baltic today and I seen some spray painting on the floor, which was all linked to, you know, some of the recent stuff we've seen about immigration.
Yeah.
And I've not seen that type of stuff since the 80s.
Yeah.
When we were all poor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're struggling again now. And all of a sudden, this graffiti has appeared.
Yeah, you're feeling the hate rising up.
This is about hope.
Yeah.
This is about giving young people the opportunity to say there are things for you to do. There are things to be productive in and there's a chance for you. Because if you don't feel there's a chance, you're so easily drawn into those negative narratives.
Yeah.
And actually, we're better than that. Mm-hmm. Liverpool are better than that. Our kids deserve it.
Yeah.
And that's why we have gone out to the likes of Sarah Davies. We've gone out to, you know, Ashley John Baptiste to say, you know, let them hear from the best.
Yeah.
Let them show them that, you know, they're valued.
Yeah, I grew up with the you can only be what you can see attitude. Yeah. And you've got to show kids. No point telling them in a classroom. Sometimes you've got to show them. You've got to let them see it and feel it. And we're so good at events anyway in this city. Yeah. There's an event every week, isn't there?
Yeah,
there's always. You've got the likes of BBC Radio 1 coming and using Liverpool, Sefton Park. You know, you've got all these amazing events that happen week in, week out. If we could just take that bit of wonderfulness that we can create with our eyes shut, but make it so it's aimed at the kids, an event for the kids, which isn't about partying and dancing and drinking and all that kind of stuff and Instagram and TikTok and whatever else. It's about their lives and bettering their lives and showing them how it can be done rather than telling them. It's exceptional.
It is. And, you know, there's social media, it's like, oh, it's overnight fame or it's overnight riches or it's overnight. It's not like that. It's hard work, but it's okay. Yeah. Because when you go into work, it opens your mind. You meet great people. Yeah. It's not just about the monetary thing. Mm-hmm. It's your critical thinking. It's like we work with young people who've like never been out of the city, who wouldn't dream that they could go on holiday. It's all of those things that you begin to realise that shapes you as an adult.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I grew up in Toxteth and our houses were that bad. They were condemned. So our houses were overrun with cockroaches.
Yeah.
And my mum formed part of the housing association. And it was the first housing association in Europe. It was a cooperative.
Yeah.
And we built these new houses and Prince Charles came and opened the estate and everyone had the fur coats on and everyone was fuming.
What year was this?
This is in the 80s. Okay. But everyone was fuming, you know, we're going to our house for a cup of tea. Could come to our house, you know the way it is.
Yeah.
It's great. And then last year, and I think this is quite relevant, we'd won the King's Award for Enterprise for the work that we do around social mobility. And I was stood in Windsor Castle, drinking champagne with King Charles, thinking, this is mad, you've opened our estate.
Yeah.
And you opened our estate, basically, because we had nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, having a glass and saying...
And look how your life...
Yeah.
And I'm like,
don't you remember me? And he was like... And I was like, my mum says I haven't changed. And he was very nice, but the thing is, if somebody gives you a chance, you can... You can be what you can see, but you can be more than that as well.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's okay to be whatever you want, whether that be working in Tesco, whether it be in the chief exec at Tesco, whether it be whatever you want is okay, but you can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You really can do it.
But sometimes you need some help and that's what you're providing.
Yeah.
And the help and this massive, amazing event,
yeah,
which is going to make the tabloids, I think. And I just hope people... what we're saying, you can be what you can see. Other cities then start going, well, we're going to put something similar on in Newcastle or, you know, in Manchester or whatever. And just keep these kids with their heads above water and let them see what's out there.
Yeah.
And open the door, just opening the doors for them.
So you're young, you're 18, 19, you're 17, you walk in and there's 300 employers and the employers are going to be tasked on the day. It's your job during that day to be like, are you watching AIM?
Yeah.
I'm Sarah, this is what I do. Have you had your dinner? Do you want to make them feel? And that is, in the afternoon, the employers are purely there for moral support, engaging with them, chatting with the young people.
Normalising, asking questions and putting yourself out there.
In person.
Which I think now the young ones, because everything's done on a phone, it's not easy for them to do that. That's a really important part of the day, I think.
Of social anxieties.
Yeah.
So when I said, like, the most important part is getting the tickets and being there. That's why. Because these young people are going to come in and they're going to see 300 people who believe in them.
Yeah.
Who are normal.
Yeah.
As in, like, you could be speaking to the chief executive of a law firm, or you could be speaking to chief executive of the council, or you could be speaking to a beauty therapist, or you could be speaking to a vet. It really doesn't matter. But then people are there for you and you just, they're going to be made to feel welcome, because I think we've lost that physical connection.
Definitely.
You know what it's like, you go out networking. But this is similar, but for those young people. So
I was in the art, so it was different for me. So you'd make a track, you'd record a CD, and then you find the brightest envelope and you try and make it stand out because you were sending it off to somewhere and you wanted them to pick your envelopes for everyone else. So I was in the art where it was in our bones. We had to try and stand out.
Yeah.
We had to speak to people. That's a whole different thing now, I think.
Yeah.
Even that, you've got dancers doing it all from behind their mobile phone, from an Instagram account. They're not going out and physically performing for people in the flesh. Yeah. So that's all gone as well. So as much as it's brilliant that they can do all of this from home, from the phone, there's so much good to it.
Yeah.
I do feel like there's still room for this.
Yeah, there's still room for that. It's good for
face
you, isn't
to
it?
Face, yeah.
It's good for
and
you.
And outside your boundaries and getting knocked down and building yourself back up, but doing it in the flesh.
So I spoke about the kids going to number 10. One of the young men had come to us and he was like really shy and social anxiety and all of that. And he told us that he wanted to work in the aerospace industry.
Yeah.
And we were like, fantastic. I was like, Kerry, that's one for you. Fantastic. Anyway, he is about to move because he's got a job working, I think it's Boeing, and he's going to be working on Apache helicopters. His dream job, what he wants, and we've done it. And, you know, we spent the first couple of months getting prepared, getting used to meeting people.
Yeah.
He was chatting away to the Prime Minister. He's chatting away to the Secretary of State. And that's what they can be. You know, they can be anything. So it is about, you know, giving them that confidence and getting them in the room with people, because it's so different. I'm so glad mobile phones weren't around when I was
It's true.
The pressure on them.
Well, this day is going to be outrageous. Can't wait for it. Again, just listen back to the pod. Go back if you missed anything. Yeah. However you want to be there, you can be there.
Yeah.
Different ways to get through those doors. Just make sure you do. Or if there's a young person in your mind who you think should be there, make sure you get in touch. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Leah.
It's dead exciting. I can't wait for this. I'll be putting everything on my socials as well towards the build-up. So follow the journey. And I just hope this is every single year. You're just going to do it bigger and better.
I hope you're prepared, Leanne.
I'm in it for the long haul.
Chaos is there.
Come on, let's do it. Can't wait. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Leanne.
It's going to be fab.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.